This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wow, during the breaks, Marion Witcher, in her 30-plus years, 35 years from Columbia, her dad, a physician, big Trump fan, read his books, successful businesswoman. She's got to go in 5 minutes. We're going to go out and do a man on the street with her a little bit later before she goes back to Vegas today. But she's here campaigning for Trump in Texas. And she was just laying out, I said, what percentage of Hispanics you talk to in Vegas and around the country support Trump? And she dropped a bombshell, and then she dropped another bombshell, but they don't want people to know because they feel intimidated by political correctness as well. So repeat what you just said during the break.
Okay. 75% of the Hispanic, Latino, American citizen love, adore, and support Donald J. Trump. There is a lot of intimidation from Hillary Clinton, from Bernie, from Cruz and Rubio, and it's not fair. We are here, and I invite every Hispanic American citizen, Latino, be like me. We are not here to America go down. We are here to make America great again with this distinguished gentleman, Donald J. Trump.
And by the way, the globalists want every country to go down so they can sit offshore and be tax exempt and buy us up. Let's talk about your Twitter. How do folks follow you on Twitter? Just at Miriam Witcher dot, or just at Miriam Witcher.
Yes. Unfortunately, Twitter and Facebook, they blacked me so many times. But now I feel like you see how.
No, I get it. You're saying a lot of times they block you, and then
exactly.
But you're back up right now. There's been a lot of that lately. In closing, you also want to talk about the corruption. You're saying what you experienced in Latin America.
Yes. The corruption, there is too much corruption in South America, and it's so sad, the same kind of corruption by the culture about like 450 years ago in South America, and we make a progress so little. It's so sad for us be here in the United States of America, the country we love, the country we can, guys, you know, the country I can love, and also I give my life for this country. I love this country so much. We have so many brilliant Americans, genius. Mr. Trump is one of the best, absolutely. But you know what? We have thousands of American people, brilliant genius.
Millions.
Millions. And also, I invite you, American, open your heart, your brain, please. And support Donald J.
Well, sure. I mean, most of my audience is sold on Trump, and they know he's not perfect. And if he doesn't deliver or doesn't die trying once he's in, he will be anathema. But I know from behind the scenes and people that know him and being able to talk to him some that he's really getting a crash course now. And as they attack him and as he learns that we really are under globalism, he's come out and said in a letter yesterday, we're controlled by foreign oligarchs. I want a free America from globalist occupation.
Exactly.
And when he gets hardcore and comes out and says that to the CFR and the Chinese government and everybody else, it's game over. America has been captured, just like colonialism controlled Latin America. Exactly. It's a new type of colonialism.
Yes.
China tells us what movies we can put out. Nothing against the Chinese people, the Chinese government.
You're absolutely right.
And America's been so open, we've been overtaken.
And also, don't forget, we need to stop the business here in the United States about the drug cartel. This is the point everybody is scared. I was living in Colombia with Paul in the time about Pablo Escobar when was completely our country was damaged our reputation in Colombia.
When he was bombing everything?
Exactly. When 75% of the people, we are intellectual. We working hard, and he damaged our reputation like a human being. No matter where you want to fly, oh, you are from Colombia, this is bad. The same here in the United States. Do not let Hillary Clinton, Bernie, Cruz, and Rubio damage your reputation, America. Have Donald Trump, president of the United States, we can feel proud.
Well, we know they're scared of him. I mean, if the elites total hissy fit over him.
He can save our lives.
Miriam Wedger, thank you so much for the time.
You're very welcome.
You're a sweetheart.
It's
good to have you as a listener. I look forward to having you on again, and I look forward to seeing the video you're about to shoot on the street.
I want to say the final things.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to open the phones up on any issue, long-time callers, first-time callers, Trump, what's happening in the Middle East, you name it, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we're going to obviously also get into the Oscars and Leonardo DiCaprio, who I think is a great actor, but give me a break, calling for global warming taxes and stuff. He flies around these jumbo jets with the biggest carbon footprint out there, other than people like Obama that tells people in Africa you can't have cars or air conditioning, out front a giant jumbo jet with 15 airplanes that came with him. Again, these liberal elite, they can have all the prosperity and the money, but we can't have anything. I mean, it's crazy. They're training us to be poor, to control us. And that's what our guest was just talking about, Miriam Wedger, who's been here 35 years in the United States, and she's seen her success, you know, go down as the economy has fallen apart. We also have two ladies who've been on before and who are known all over the country now, Diamond and Silk. We've got Diamond to the left and Silk to the right. If you're a TV viewer, if you're a radio listener, you can always tune in to InfoWars.com. /show and stations across the country. They're now picking up the TV show to actually see these ladies, but diamondandsilk.com are their websites. And riding shotgun for the rest of this segment with us, obviously, is Miriam Witcher. Miriam, you had one other point. We're going to go to these ladies, but you're going to stay with us to make points. You had one more point, though, about Super Tuesday coming up tomorrow.
Absolutely. This is for Texas and for every state in the United States. Please, I invite you to vote for the man with integrity, honesty, and transparency, Donald J. Trump. He will be for us, for every American citizen, every race, every nationality. Please vote only Donald J. Trump. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to Austin to be with us. You're going to go out and do a interview with folks on the street coming up as well. But stay with us for the rest of the segment.
Thank you.
Now, with us at the bottom of the hour are the ladies we just talked about, Diamond and Silk. I'm not going to go over their whole background. Folks know who they are, but they stand, in their own words, the silent majority as African-American women. They are voicing their views about media bias, political babble, and repetitive political tactics that they feel the average American is tired of being subjected to. And that's just it. And I'm proud the last 5 or 6 months I've said, well, obviously, Trump's the guy. But I still had questions. But when I saw the Chinese government that's killed over 80 million of their own people on record come out and say, America, you don't vote for him or else. And the Vicente Fox, with all his corrupt background, his brother, coming out and saying, you know, you do what I say, and our Joe Biden apologizing, and the British government saying they may ban Trump from flying there, or Scotland may kick his business out, and all this crap. And that's terrorism. And Obama saying he's ineligible, and, you know, I say you can't have him. And all these other groups and all these elites and the Davos group and the New York Times owned by Carlos Slim. I'm not against anybody, but foreigners own all our media. China says what movies can come out now. I went and saw The Martian. They admit the Chinese government basically funded it where we can't get rockets into space, but China can. It's just crazy how we've been colonized by all these corporate groups that see America as chattel slaves, and they want to break our will and make us submit. So I'm more proud than ever. And then I look at the New York Times. I've got the article here from 2000. I want to ask Diamonds and Silk about this right now, where Trump came out in 2001 and said, I'm not going to be part of the Reform Party now because the Klan and David Duke's involved. Reform bid said to be a no-go for Trump. And then they do the famous tactic they did in earlier elections. He's on remote. They cut his audio off. He can't hear what they're saying. They go, something, Duke, white supremacy. He goes, what? Who? What groups? I can't say without knowing the groups. And then they go, oh, my gosh, he's for David Duke. The dirty tricks. And now the New York Times calls for killing him, and nobody gets in trouble. We have Austinites on video. We went out. They said, yeah, murdered him down at UT. Just kill him. These people are crazy. And so, Diamond and Silk, thank you so much for coming on with us today. I'm kind of ranting here. What do you want to tackle first I've covered? I mean, are you more proud than ever with all the world leaders lining up against Trump? Why can't we have our own president that says he's going to try to have fair deals for us and that talks about having real jobs again? I don't. They are so scared of just having a nationalist. What's your view on this, ladies?
Well, we can have that if we get out and vote for that. Mm-hmm. And see, it's about we the people. We the people will decide this election, mm-hmm. but we have to get out and we have to vote.
That's right.
As far as what CNN did yesterday to our man, Mr. Donald Trump, listen, I would have wished the media would have taken and disavowed the Democratic Party because they are the one that started the KKK movement. Mm-hmm. To keep people of color down and to intimidate them and to manipulate them.
That's right.
So that's what they should have been going toward.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, David Duke is his own man.
Yes.
David Duke can vote for whoever he wants mm-hmm. to vote for. And Donald Trump is not to be held accountable for who vote for him.
That's right.
He can't help who vote for him.
He can't help that.
He can't. Mm-hmm. I think
if that's the case, they'll start having child molesters that are Democrats go vote for him to say child molesters support Trump.
Trickery.
This is
straight trickery.
That's what it is.
Media trickery is what this is.
Yes.
And we have to, we the people have to ignore it.
Exactly.
And like I told them on the last video, If you see something you don't like, just cut the TV
off.
Just cut it off and find some other source of news.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not falling for that okie doke. That's the first. I don't know why the media use that to try to tear someone down. I don't know why the media do that.
It's like a race baiting.
They've been caught before cutting feeds off, and then asking a question, and the person says, huh, and then they go, oh, look, you're stupid. CNN's been caught with fake blue screens. They've been caught with fake Iraq coverage. They have no credibility.
Listen, I know how that goes. I know how you have an earpiece in your ear, you can't hear or whatever.
Right.
But keep in mind, Donald Trump just vowed this person, 3 days ago? And then back in 2001, I'm over with this story.
Yes.
They can go ahead on and hang this one up. Let's move on to the next.
Because,
see, this is a movement.
And
while they're using this platform for them to have a moment because they got the dance for the puppet masters, those career politicians, we're moving on.
I agree. What do you think of the Koch brothers? The guys that have run the establishment Republican Party giving $75 million at that secret meeting that's now come out with Rubio last Thursday. It's come out in the news to defeat Trump. I mean, if that doesn't tell you, the Republican establishment, the Democrats, the Chinese communist murderers, everybody who's evil is against Trump. I mean, my gosh, I'd be crazy if I didn't go all in.
A waste.
Yeah,
you know, our veterans, we have some homeless.
Uh-huh.
Some are not getting adequate medical care.
Mm-hmm.
We have people living in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
People want opportunity.
Yep.
But you got these big wigs wasting money.
Wasting.
From Bush now to the Koch brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's just waste. Waste is what I see.
They've already spent $300 million trying to beat Trump, and none of it's working.
Right. I don't see how that's conservative.
That's right.
They want to run on a conservative platform. That don't seem conservative
that's
to me.
That's not conservative.
That's conservative that Trump hadn't spent anybody's money. He's just out there doing it all, changing the whole game. That's why Chris Christie introduced. That's what we need, game changers. We know the current thing isn't working. They're scared of him because they already have taken over the country. Let me ask you, amazing lady, something right now. What do you want to cover? Because I got a lot of questions, but in your gut, you guys got a lot of obvious smarts there, real-world smarts. What do you expect them to hit him with next? And what does your gut tell you is coming down the road? What can all of us do to make sure we make the elite, nightmare a real nightmare?
Well, they're probably going to hit with commercials.
Yeah.
Lies, more lies.
That's right.
Our job is to ignore it and get out and vote. Make sure you get out tomorrow and vote.
Yeah.
I think the next voting day after that is March the 15th.
Yeah.
Get out and vote and let your voice be heard. You want to vote for Donald J. Trump?
Yeah.
You want to vote right? Because if we don't vote right this time, we are going to get left.
And keep in mind that a vote for Donald Trump is victory over the establishment.
Yes.
That's right. So get out and vote tomorrow.
And by the way, that's for real. Why do you think the establishment is literally peeing their pants?
Because they're so used to controlling everything.
That's right.
It's the elite. They're used to controlling it. And Donald Trump is going to clean house.
Yes.
All of this corruption is going to stop.
Out the door.
And see, they don't see these career politicians are so used to going to D.C. or Washington.
Yes.
Working for their own greed and not the need of people.
That's right.
Donald Trump is making it now where you're going to work for the need of people and not your own greed.
Well, I've never seen, ladies, and I want you to pop in here as well, Miriam. I've been on there 21 years. I've been politically involved for 25. I mean, my dad was sending me to Ronald Reagan speeches when I was, 8 years old. But I've been involved my whole life, basically. My mom made the point that during the Watergate hearings, I was, sitting there breastfeeding. But I've never seen an elite more scared. I've never seen somebody coming out for 9/11 truth, going after the IRS, going after the private Federal Reserve, going after these big banks being tax exempt. I mean, it's just incredible. It's just such a no-brainer. And I have friends that go, I'm going for Cruz because he's a real Texan. A real Texan. I'm an eighth-generation Texan. But I'm not going to vote for somebody because they say they've lived in Texas part of their life. I'm going to vote for somebody not off what color they are or where they're from. As long as they're American and want to try to fix this country, it's just crazy. What do you ladies say to that?
Well, I agree. We didn't vote right this time based on gender or race. We voted this time based on who is going to do the job.
Or if you live in Texas, I could care less who the candidate is. I want the best candidate. I don't care if they're from New York.
There you go.
Yes.
The best candidate that we see is Donald J. Trump.
Why do you think, as a classic Northern Yankees, the Southerners are his strongest supporters? Doesn't that kind of shatter this idea that Southerners don't like Northerners?
Well, I think here in the South, people are excited.
Yes.
You know, I lost a lot of manufacturing in the South.
That's right.
And why is it that we have these presidents that sign in these trade deals to outsource all of our jobs.
Oh, I love it.
I gotta interrupt you.
Absolutely. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I don't just say this to act like I'm nice and say, I want to say it. I grew up in Dallas. Half my friends were black, playing football, baseball, you name it. Because, you know, they were the guys that were fun to go out, you know, see a movie with or go out to a restaurant with. You know, my guys. In fact, that's what I miss most about moving down here my last year of high school was all my, you know, African-American friends in Dallas. But I tell you, you get down here, you get in college, all you hear about is how you're evil because you're white and all this stuff all day. Well, they've got us all fighting with each other. We're being discriminated against that our jobs are being shipped overseas in one-sided deals. We're being discriminated against that they're bringing in people to undercut the wages. We're being discriminated against in that as Americans, we're getting screwed over. And you're right. You just said it. We're being discriminated against by the elites, all of us together, and that's why they've got MSNBC race baiting, because they want to divert us while that's happening. So you just talked about real discrimination. That's my hot button. Ladies, lay it out for us right now.
Well, here's the deal. People want someone that's going to work for the people, not against the people.
That's right.
And when we look at Donald Trump, he's working for the people.
That's
he
right.
wants to work for the people.
Mm-hmm.
He's worried about that American worker.
Mm-hmm.
He wants our jobs here.
Yes.
We cannot just be a service country.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have our manufacturing back home. He wants people not underemployed, but gainfully employed.
That's right.
He wants people to have opportunities where they're coming up, where we can create middle class,
mm-hmm.
upper middle class,
right.
even some rich people.
And that type of prosperity makes the elite even richer, but the corrupt elite don't want that. They want control. And Trump wants prosperity.
Trump wants prosperity.
For all of us.
And we don't want another broke president.
No, we don't.
We want our president signing the front of those checks, not the back of those checks,
That's
baby.
Right.
We want our president, if you, and I say this all the time, if you ever want to know what's wrong with the body of people, look at the head.
That's right.
If the head is broke and broken, then the body of people is going to be broken.
That's right.
So if someone like Donald Trump came in and he's prosperous and successful,
mm-hmm.
then the body of people will be prosperous and successful.
That's right.
And that's why we're looking at Donald Trump to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a fundamental difference. America's never been perfect. But the reason it was better than others, it was about letting everybody be free and have a shot, even though it was hard. And that's why it built so much prosperity. Socialism and collectivism is a disaster. Look at Bernie Sanders. Look at Hillary. But also look at Hillary, who ran for governor with her husband with rebel flags. I'm not getting into rebel flags and bashing them. But the point is, and all of her Dixie Mafia and Klan connections and Robert Byrd, I mean, it's just a fact that my grandfather ran as a Republican and won when he got back from World War II and had the Klan basically threaten him in East Texas because he was for civil rights. It was the Republicans that passed the Civil Rights Act. And I just don't get, now the Republicans haven't been perfect. There's been some racist Republicans, but how they inverted reality and turned it into the Democrats are the ones that are anti-racist when they're the ones playing both sides. And I think it's time to expose Hillary and the rest of it. But her comments about black people being super predators and they got to be made to heel like a dog. Imagine if Donald Trump had ever said something like that.
My goodness.
We wouldn't hear the last of it. But we're not worried about Hillary Clinton.
We ain't worried about
all
her.
We need to know, which one of you all we got to go up against?
That's right.
We done already been on that Democratic plantation, mm-hmm. so we know what it's like.
That's right.
But we got a lot to say.
Hello.
When it comes to the general
election. Who's more scary, Hillary or Bernie? Probably Hillary.
Both of them
look scary.
Yeah.
However.
Yes. Bernie want to give everything away,
mm-hmm.
and all he's doing is teaching people to rob children, to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You can just throw something on a credit card and don't worry about paying it back.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary, I don't even know why she's running.
Right.
You know, they don't get to play musical chairs with the presidency.
That's right.
We've already had a Clinton that done messed things up.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the Clintons to go home and sit down.
And sit down.
Yeah.
You ladies are on fire, and again, Miriam, you pop in anytime you want, but you got the floor. We got like 6-7 minutes left to break. I appreciate you coming on. Instead of me asking the questions, lady, you guys just turn it loose. In fact, let's go first there on the right with Silk. Silk, you spent about 3 minutes with what you think is most important.
Well, what I think most important is we need our jobs back here in America, period. When you got people working and they're able to feed their families, take care of their household, then they will feel whole again. Right now, when you lose it, if you don't use it, you will lose it. Men, they have muscles, so it's time for them to get back to work. Women, it's time for all of us to get back to work and build our family union. It's time for people to stop allowing people to race bait them by
staying stuck in the pain of your ancestors, mm-hmm. staying stuck in the pain of racism, staying stuck in the pain of hate. It's time to get out of the wound and get in reality, because the more you look at the past, you'll miss out on the present. It's time for us to move forward, and you can't move forward looking backwards.
That's right.
Well, Nietzsche said that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, and I'm not glad for the bad things that happened to me in my life. But quite frankly, I look back compared to people that had that bad stuff happen to them. They're not as strong as I am. So I'm not saying, you know, feel bad for bad stuff that's happened, but realize if you survived, it only made you stronger.
That's right. You can't stay stuck in it. You stay stuck in the stool, you're going to stay stuck like Chuck.
And we are not victims.
That's right.
And all of us that came here, white, black, Hispanic, we all inherited what's been going on.
That's right.
So let's take this here and let's move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't fight change. You make change. How do we make change?
That's right.
If it seems like there's a racial divide in something,
mm-hmm.
how do we come and bridge the gap?
That's right.
Because at the end of the day, we all want the same thing.
We do.
And we all got to live in this world together.
Yes. The media has been dividing us.
That's what I want to tell the white supremacists and the black supremacists and the Hispanic ones that the Media Matters and George Soros are involved with. They hope we all just fight with each other and keep killing each other, like Bob Marley said, because that's all they got. Listen, there's 7.5 billion people on this planet. We're all in this together. And as soon as we figure out that we all want prosperity and security and a future and sovereignty is, and you're calling for men to return. I noticed that from her as well. Women want men. And men want women. They want us all fighting with each other. All this fake feminism, it's just garbage.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And the only way for us to unite as one race is we have to stop segregating ourselves mm-hmm. as a particular race. We have to realize we're only one race, and mm-hmm. that's the human race.
And that's what MSNBC wants, is everybody scared to get involved with other groups. They want us to put up our own walls. They want us to self-segregate because mm-hmm. they are so evil. What do you ladies think about like MSNBC and the stuff they say?
Look, that's the mainstream media. Yeah. I try to ignore them. Mm-hmm. I try to ignore them because You know what? That gravy train about to be cut off.
That's right.
Because as soon as this train gets to going and everybody is looking towards unity,
uh-huh.
the media ain't going to have nothing ignorant to put out no
more. That's right.
So that's going to cut their finances, and that's what they're afraid of.
Yes.
Some of these leaders like Al Sharpton and who these other leaders, Jesse Jackson,
mm-hmm.
they won't have nowhere to run and get money from people.
Well, talk about racists. They're out saying, Al Sharpton and others, that Clarence Thomas isn't black. I mean, what kind of statement is that?
Well, I don't know, but we saw Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
He looks black.
He's black.
Mm-hmm. No, he's black.
He's black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen, but because Clarence Thomas is probably not singing to their tune.
That's right.
See, you got to understand what a race baiter really is.
Mm-hmm.
The only time we see the black leaders is when someone get killed.
That's
because
right.
Because they can make money.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as these black boys are killing each other,
mm-hmm.
you don't see a black leader.
You don't see them.
You don't see
mm-hmm.
them. So when it comes to these black leaders, I'm looking at them and I'm looking at them with a side eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you really cared about the black community, you will be in the black community every day, all day.
All day.
Talking to our young boys.
I was about to say, Obama less visits to black areas than any other president before him in the last 50 years, and then black unemployment doubles. It's almost like they took black people for granted and just said, we got you, you're done. I mean, I can't imagine if I was the first black president, you know, for whatever percentage, I guess he might actually be African, I would really actually want to help people. It seems like they've wanted to screw over black people. Am I wrong?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Obama was the first African-American president.
Mm-hmm.
He did not bring in opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment among the African-American community is extremely high.
He ran on hope and change.
He ran on hope and change. People walking around here with no hope don't even have enough change to buy them a loaf of bread.
That's right.
So you tell me, should people be walking around here happy about that?
All right. Yeah. Final comment here. You ladies are amazing. I want to have you back up. This is what real folks that are outside the matrix look like. They're excited. They're angry just like I am. This is teleprompter free. They tell you, don't be angry. Because they're scared of us having energy, like Howard Beale talks about a network. I want to have Silk with some final comments, Silk.
Well, all I can say is people don't want an Obama phone. Give us a job, we can get our own phone.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that this is the United States, not the divided state. And it's time for us to unite as one. Keep in mind, one race, that's the human race.
Absolutely. And ladies, folks can find you at diamondsandsilk.com. Miriam, do you want to say anything in closing, these ladies?
Yes. I want to say, Diamond and Soul, thank you so much for support Donald J. Trump. You represent Afro-American. I represent Hispanic, Latino American citizen, and this man, Donald J. Trump, he's the one represent every race and every nationality in United States
Absolutely.
Of America.
She got so excited when she saw you pop up on the TV screen. She didn't know you were coming on. Ladies, thank you so much. His lead is surging right now. That story's on InfoWars.com. They're panicking. The more they attack, the more he surges. His polls are exploding. We'll be back on the other side. Don't forget, the biggest sale in our history is going right now at Inside at Midnight. It's the Leap Year Sale, 30% off and free shipping.
You're listening to Alex Jones. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history. And out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The entire global power structure that is run by the technocratic eugenicists is in full battle array against Donald Trump as a focal point of a worldwide populist movement. He's only empowering the populist movement. He's not sabotaging it. If I saw him doing that, I would say it was a very sophisticated operation. It's not. This is organic, just like we are. And people can't believe that InfoWars is organic and real and original. It is. It's 20-plus years in the making. Donald Trump understands that an epic time is here, and they're fighting oligarchs. And he put that out in a letter that we posted at InfoWars.com that was sent to the press. I want to go to your phone calls here and then get to the latest Islamic invasion news that is all part of the globalist plan to implode the West and have us infighting with each other. That's the scorched earth diversion where bank robbers will burn down a grocery store, you know, have somebody set a fire to a grocery store while they rob the bank down the road. This is a classic operation. This is world-conquering event happening. This is world government. This is takeover by stealth. Trojan takeover. And it's amazing. And people get, you know, obsessed with who they support or who they don't support. You've never seen me this involved in an election, not even with Ron Paul. I knew we were building a liberty movement with Ron Paul. He had some small chance of winning, but they were cheating him and stuff and playing dirty tricks, and he wasn't as charismatic as Trump. He was better when it came to policies, but he hadn't captured the public's attention. So, yeah, I'm up here electioneering. I mean, I can see it's all in. I'm not going to take the safe road and sit on the sidelines. The system is so angry about what I'm doing. We have, like, some of the top stories in the country the last 5 days with the Koch brothers, $75 million to take down Trump. The left makes them like the ultimate boogeyman. Anyone that's against, you know, turning their guns in must be fined for the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers finance the controlled right that runs everything. They're there to keep the Republican establishment in place. Trump's challenging all that. They go, sure, you're fighting by the Koch brothers. I'm intellectually superior to you. I can say Koch brother. From the Chinese murdering communist to the Mexican former president to the corrupt British government to just everybody, they're against Trump. It's so obvious. And now they're calling for killing. I wonder how all you Trump people are going to feel when they blow his airplane up, or if they do or they shoot him. They are so upset because they know he'll do whatever he thinks is best. And they run this country already, and they don't like it, this oligarchy that Trump's put a letter out about. We're going to break the power of the oligarchy, the so-called masters of the universe. That's what they call them at Davos. He didn't go to their Davos meetings. He's not in their club. He's what they worried about, a rogue billionaire capturing the populist attention. The only danger is maybe he is somebody like Napoleon that wants to take over for himself. Well, we'll deal with that at that point. We know the enemy that currently is on top of us, that's been invincible, that's because they've been invisible, because the public wasn't aware of how stuff really worked, they're now being uncloaked, and we are within millimeters of an open debate about America being occupied by globalist forces, and then it's game over, as I keep hammering. The problem is they live offshore. The globalists are more than willing to wreck the whole country. They'll just buy it up cheaper later. They will false flag and blame it on Trump supporters or liberty supporters. And I'm telling you, we're entering that right now. Donald Trump, like I'm going to call Stone and some of the other people. He's got to come out and talk about Oklahoma City. He's talked about 9/11 and talk about the Clintons and how they bare minimum knew in the Southern Poverty Law Center. And that was done to blame the Republican conservative revolution in 94, 95. Because I'm just looking at everything in line right now. And the Klan stuff's not going to work. None of it's going to work. False flag. We have now entered the absolute prime zone. Through these primaries, and if he gets it, which he is, and up against Hillary, his plane malfunctions, he gets shot by Mexican mafia or something to create racial division. A crazy, a schizophrenic, but maybe not that. That's too obvious. No, they'd false flag. That's another big question. We should do a whole show on that. Also want to do a show, people that lived in socialist and communist countries all over the world, so they can call in and tell you how great it is. You know, unscreen calls. I want to go to your calls right now. Briefly, your funding makes all this possible. So that's a great thing. The reporters, the news articles, and you know with InfoWars, the videos, the reports, that we are kicking globalist booty. Last week we had the number one story about the making fun of Scalia's death, Obama. Google said number one story that day. Then we had a story that was number three over the weekend. It was drudgereport.com linked to it. It was viral on Infowars.com. And that was the Koch brothers line up $75 million to stop Trump and back Rubio. I mean, that's two articles in a week that are at the top of the charts. Mainstream media can't do that. You are funding this, and you are putting your money and your word of mouth, and you're voting with your feet towards us that is causing absolute devastation to the globalists on so many fronts. People all over the world are listening. That's what I find in Latin America. When I'm out in California, Hispanics run up to me and, oh, we love you. It's, I don't hate to be almost racist, but it's like the white people and some of the blacks, but the white, they don't even know what planet they're on. And I've said that. It's weird. It's like the third world populations that aren't citizens. So I think the Democrats might have miscalculated, but I guess the ones they get to vote are socialists. I don't know what's going on. But it's actually the people that came from third world countries that know how corruption works that know the show's accurate. So it's really weird. Like, I'm bashing illegals all the time, but they seem to be more awake. And I'm bashing the cops, but they're more awake. And I'm bashing the military sometimes. They're more awake. It really is Americans that are of black, white, Hispanic, and matter that have been raised in liberty that don't appreciate it. And now we're going into tyranny. But here's what I'm getting at. We're running the biggest sale in our 21-year history. I realized when I came up with the numbers last week, they said, hey, it ought to be leap year. It's like Black Friday. A lot of folks are doing it. We got a lot of, you know, we got a lot of inventory right now. Some stuff sold out, but we got big orders in of this stuff. Are you willing to do a 25% off and free shipping? I said, well, we did that before. I said, let's do 30% off and free shipping. And they said, okay, on top of the discounts that are already there? And I said, yeah. So this is heads above the rest. No special like this ever. This is the leap year special. Only comes around every 4 years. We've never done a leap year special before. It ends tonight at midnight, and they're like, Alex, you said you wouldn't extend it, but man, this is really helping fund the operation and get folks great deals. Can you extend it one day? And I said, nope. Because, see, I usually start something, don't promote it, and then add a few days on because I don't really promote it. But this time I started it on Friday instead of Monday, so I already extended it by starting it earlier. And we're about to sell out of a bunch of items. So we have to end the special. But for late-night listeners, I'll extend it until showtime tomorrow at 11 a.m., and then the special is gone. We'll have some other targeted specials just in what we have left. We are about to have a bunch of stuff, I have to give you the proviso, that will no longer be on sale because we have to hold back a little bit for folks that get 10% off additional signing up for AutoShip. So the only way to get a lot of the stuff that's selling out is to sign up for AutoShip. Supermail sold out. DNA Force sold out. Sign up for AutoShip. We have reserves right there. It's 10% off. You can get those items that are sold out because we have to hold that reserve for AutoShip, folks. We keep a surplus there, a small surplus. But right now is the time to get the biggest sales in our history and fund the true tip of the spear independent media. It is the once in every 4 years leap year sale at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. That's on storable food, non-GMO, heirloom seeds, huge selection, biggest out there, shortwave radios, crank radios, incredible patriot, liberty-based, anti-socialist, pro-gun, anti-Hillary t-shirts, on and on and on, InfoWarsStore.com. And take advantage. By the way, a lot of our stuff is sold less than Amazon because I run really hard bargains with suppliers. I mean, some of our deals out there are even better than Amazon, and nobody can do that. That's how aggressive I am. These deals now are head-turning. You should tell neighbors, friends, and families about it today because it really is that good. And then the funds we do get out of this, you're going to see reporters covering the rest of the election, the RNC, the DNC, Davos. Leanne wants to go down and cover some stuff going on in South America. I got to get her a bodyguard, but I'll send her down there. I mean, I'm asking my reporters, you know, I want your passion. What are you ready to do? What do you want to do? And we're going to get more reporters and more writers. We're just going to up our game here in our pledge to you. And also, finally, it's even more important to pray for the broadcast, send out the free links to videos, articles. That's where we're really having the big effect. And if you are a local listener on AM and FM, tell friends and neighbors and coworkers about the show. Send them links. Tell them, did they listen? Become a local sponsor. Support the local sponsor. Let them know you're supporting. That's the real power of the transmission. Okay. I want to just go to your phone calls, but then I've got to get to the latest Islamic jihad behaviors. I mean, women chopping four-year-olds' heads off and running around yelling Allahu Akbar, raping, murdering, tearing down fences, attacking, just total insanity. This is a global takeover. And Obama's on the news saying, oh, we don't... We don't have enough refugees. We need to bring more in. But not letting governors and folks know how many are here. We did a report, Jakari Jackson did it months ago. He should probably do a follow-up report, or somebody should. It was an important report. 320-something people, refugees, from Syria and Iraq at one school in 1 year, where the school of 2,000 people is almost collapsing because of all the Arabic speakers that don't speak a lick of English in there. And that's just their kids. At Anderson High, where I went. So we called around to other high schools. Oh, we got 200 here. We got 100-something here. The whole town, they claim it's 50-something in Texas. It's thousands in Austin, kids alone. We have no idea. It's just like it took us a year to find out that the borders were open again. Jakari and Adon Salazar broke that. I'll send them back down to the border for a follow-up. Where they're on take one. Yeah, the Border Patrol ships them in. We give them the IDs. You know, we give them the vouchers. Just let them in. And now the Justice Department in New York and Illinois and Florida and California is saying we're going to help illegals vote. The lawlessness. This is a takeover. And then we're like, hey, you can't. And they go, shut up, racist white person. And I'm like, well, I never really thought of it as white stuff. I'm into freedom and private property, but don't attack me because of what color I am. But you're racially organizing this, but it's big banks doing it. It's so chilling. Blake, Phil, Keith, Robert, Hal, we're going to all of you. Let's go ahead and talk to Phil in Florida. He wants to talk about Rubio. Rubio's talking about how Donald Trump has small hands. You know what that means. I don't know. I got smaller hands for my body size, but that stereotype isn't true. And then, you know, saying he's a con man, it's really devolving. But, I mean, you know what? All's fair in love and war. You're a Ferengi, and you say Donald Trump has a small, you know, wee-wee. And reportedly, that's what you're into outside, I mean, what we've heard in the Inquirer outside bathrooms at night when the police arrest you. So maybe you are an expert on Donald Trump's package, Rubio. I'm sorry to talk like that, but he's the one in the presidential race saying it, so I got to cover it. It's a family show. Phil in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to say I agree with you 100% on that. I think the idea that Marco Rubio is calling Donald Trump a con man is ridiculous, because Donald Trump is so popular because the Republican Party has already been taken over by con men. All right.
Well, that's right. They are a filthy, hated, disgusting group of trash, and the filthy Koch brothers are crapping all over everyone right now. And if Republicans don't get behind Trump and libertarians, they're morons. They want to be purists like Pharisees, you know, sitting there complaining, then go ahead and be losers. It's so obvious that Trump is the juggernaut. I mean, he's the deus ex. He's there. But they're always looking for the perfect thing. Their dream man. That's what Rubio's looking for. We know he looks for dream men. Yeah, nothing wrong with the fact that Rubio hangs outside bathrooms at night. I mean, I'm not saying that's even bad. I don't even judge him. That's not my cup of tea. Whatever you're into, buddy. I'm a libertarian. Just don't talk. You know, we know you're obsessed with Donald Trump's. Why do you think he's obsessed with Donald Trump's sexual organs?
Well, I think that part of that has to do maybe with that business venture or whatever it was that they were engaged in that bathroom down there. But aside from that, the Bush clip that you showed of him slitting throat for Donald Trump there, I think
yes.
It's pretty much most rational people can look at this satanic individual now.
He looks like a giant goblin. He looks like a huge water balloon pumped full of rotten children's blood or something.
It's edematous, rotting flesh. And it's pretty obvious that he's at least partially responsible for the JFK, RFK assassinations, the attempt on Ronald Reagan's life, and may have actually been partially responsible for...
I was absolutely involved. I mean, I risked my life even getting into that subject. You're absolutely right, Phil. Look. Rubio has got connections to drug dealers that are serious, weird gay porno production things with the guy he got arrested with. That's why they want him. They got him on a short leash. And he's not from Cuba, folks. He's from the Ferengi capital in deep space. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Keith in Florida, also from Florida. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is not a joke. I've been listening to you for years, and my brother's a state trooper, and he reported me to a government agency, and these people injected me 3 weeks ago. This is not a joke. I know I sound crazy. And my whole face is numb. My body's numb. My head's in extreme pain. And and I believe they poisoned my mother, too. I know I sound crazy, but this is serious.
Well, listen, Anthony, you got to send us the information because I can't. Documentation, you know, your admission forms, email it to us with an authorization to look into it, and then we will, sir. You wanted to talk about Mitt Romney, though.
Yeah, well, I knew I wouldn't get on if I didn't say that. Can you give me the email to send this to you?
Yeah, here's the deal. I appreciate your call, but we really don't screen calls, except when I say we're on a certain topic. I said calling about whatever you want, actually. So, you know, it's the fact that you lied about what you were coming on with. You could have just said, I want to talk about being drugged by the government. We know stuff like that goes on. And I'm not mad at you. Just send me the info, or it doesn't do anything. It's like we got a guy calls in and says, I'm at the military base where the mass shooter is. I want to report on what I saw. We do what CNN does, and I go, we won't use it, but send us your military ID card and a, you know, picture ID, and then we check the phone, you know, that it's that right area code, everything. Boom, then we have a source. We do what mainstream doesn't do. We try our hardest. Hal, in a former state, now in FEMA Region 3, you're on the air, Hal.
Hi, I want to get in my comment as quickly as I can, but let me start off by saying I watch every debate. I started off watching the Democratic, the Republican debates, and I've watched Trump go, in my mind, from about, you know, 5% to 20% to 50%. And then when he started talking about the definite no-go subjects like 9/11, brought me all the way up to about 95%. I don't like the wall. But, I mean, I know it's frustrating.
I don't like the Apple stuff. I don't like the... No, exactly. I mean, here's the deal. We have direct conduits into Trump, not just us. The guy is fully waking up to the New World Order. Can you imagine how scared they are with his phone's tapped?
Right.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Exactly. Look, I saw them scared of him early on. I thought he might have been a shill. Started watching him. And, look. It's not because he came on the show that I endorse him either. I mean, usually the endorsing candidates is not good for a broadcast. It's that it's all in, folks. It's game time. You can see it.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, cards, sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
All right, Hound in FEMA Region 3. Thanks for holding. Go ahead and finish your point.
Yeah, I was saying how I've been seeing Trump come up in my mind, my support of him, you know, the 20, 50, 95% now that he's gotten the 9/11 topics covered that are no-go zones. And I just want to say, I know it's frustrating for you to get people, the InfoWarriors, fully behind a candidate because, you know, you're very informed and you know a lot of the things that are going behind the scenes. But we InfoWarriors, we're skeptical by nature. That being said,
brother, I am too. And look, I don't 100% trust Trump because he really is his own person and has some blind spots like all of us do. He's pretty old. He doesn't understand the internet. I happen to know how he actually works now. And he isn't on the internet. He's having things printed off for him. He reads books. He knows about the globalist, and he's literally just can't believe it. And now they're threatening him and stuff. So that he's coming out against the, quote, oligarchy and the global government. I mean, he's really getting a crash course now that they're doing all these dirty tricks to him. So he's so alpha male, he's loving the death battle because he realizes he'll be destroyed if he doesn't win now. And so he's just loving it. It feeds right into his personality.
Okay, that being
that's why I always tell folks get politically involved because then you'll be attacked and it doesn't make you weaker. It makes you stronger. It's the animating contest. And so the deeper Trump gets in, the more vicious he's going to get. It's just irrevocable damage to the globalists. It's devastatingly wonderful. I'm sorry. Go ahead. He's blowing down the facade. Go ahead.
There's one thing in my mind that could get him to 99% support, in my view, and it's an issue that's very important to me, and I know it's very important to the InfoWarriors, and I'm so glad I got on.
Well, tell us the issue. Tell us the issue.
We'll never know until we find out. It's the issue of fluoride, and we InfoWarriors, that's a big, big gun that we have against them because we are so informed on that issue.
Well, he's come out and said that he, you know, thinks there's bad stuff in the vaccines, and so absolutely, you know, Trump can talk about water quality and all the rest of it, and again, sound kooky, but no, the people are already awake. The EPA has said take it out of the water. Now is the time for him to say that. I totally agree with you. And then when he gets attacked, it only makes you more popular. We're about to go to break, come back with a few more calls. I want to play this Leonardo DiCaprio clip. I think Leonardo DiCaprio is a great actor. But to put out the line about we need to stop global warming, which means climate change, which means carbon tax, when he flies around on these jumbo jets all day, I mean, it's just so hypocritical. And it's so disconnected, and it'll kill billions of people if they put the carbon tax in. We also have, until midnight tonight, I'm going to extend it through to the morning, but that's it. That is it. Free shipping and 30% off all items, everything. We've never done that before, at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Take advantage of that. Who's up next here? Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about what do you think vice president choice would be for Trump? Would be a good choice, do you think?
I think Senator Sessions is excellent because they won't want to assassinate Trump and then get Sessions in there. It's probably even better when it comes to policy. I think Alabama, Senator Sessions, that way Trump's from the north, he's from the south. And then I think a cabinet mainly of former military generals and business leaders and basically no lawyers.
Yeah, I haven't really done a lot of research on Sessions, but I did see him speak for Trump yesterday. But
he's great.
About, like,
he's held back the gun grabbing, the open borders. Sessions is a good stuff.
What do you think about Ron Paul or maybe Judge Napolitano?
Judge Napolitano would be good for the Supreme Court. I know that's being looked at. I wish I couldn't. Somebody told me that somebody saw the judge in New York and who he likes and said, I get in, buddy, Supreme Court nominee. And Napolitano said, you're kidding, right? And he said, no, I'm not kidding. Napolitano was like, wow. So that's going down. But Ron Paul's a total purist, says he's not going to support Trump. And I get being a purist, but that's why I've got my vote as well and my support. People say, oh, voting's all a fraud. None of there's a landslide. None of the people exercise it. He's bringing in all those other voters now.